Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 30, 1806. An unusual custom. The Corps is meeting more Indian clans who are fishing. This is lucky, as the Indians are willing to share food. They seem to be spread out along the island's shore in fishing camps. This island is familiar to the captains, as they visited the place on their way downriver. Captain Lewis writes,
"We got underway very early in the morning and had not reached the head of the island before we were met by three men of the Clanaminimum nation, one of whom we recognized being the same who had accompanied us yesterday, who was very pressing in his entreaties that we should visit his nation on the inlet southwest of Wapato Island. Soon after, we were met by several canoes of the different nations who reside on each side of the river near this place. Wapato Island is about 20 miles long and from 5 to 10 miles in width. The land is high and extremely fertile, and intersected in many parts with ponds which produce great quantities of the Sagittaria sagittifolia, the bulb which the natives call wapato. There is a heavy growth of cottonwood, ash, and large leafed ash, and sweet willow on most of the island. We continued our route along the northwest shore of the river to the place we had halted to dine on the 4th of November, opposite the center of Image Canoe Island, where the Indians stole Captain Clark's tomahawk. We here encamped a little before sunset, a beautiful prairie above a large pond, having traveled 23 miles. Captain Meriwether Lewis, March 30, 1806.
Captain Clark makes the following observations about the local natives.
I saw in several houses of the Kathlapotil village large scimitars of iron from 3 to 4 feet long, which hangs by the heads of their beds. The blade of this weapon is thickest at the center, though thin even there. All its edges are sharp, and its greatest width, which is about 9 inches from the point, is about 4 inches. This is a formidable weapon. They have heavy bludgeons of wood made in the same form, nearly which I presume they used for the same purpose before they obtained metal. Captain William Clark, March 30, 1806.
Sagittaria sagittifolia is the Old World arrowhead, and is not the same species as North American arrowhead, more often called wapato. Image Canoe Island, where the expedition camped, is evidently today's Hayden and Tomahawk Islands, near present-day Vancouver, Washington. Tomorrow, a missing river.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.